howitzer?
Whatever chain he takes.
Hey, Michelle, you know, Sarah Palin's a better shot than Dick Cheney. She can handle. You get shot in the face by the former governor of
I'm a better shot than Dick Cheney. Yeah. Okay.
Oh yeah. His poor buddy.
I know it all. So is it going to be all political tonight? We just come and roar at our own government?
You know what? It's a great show because the opening act, there's three acts. And the first act is a guy named Kurt Weitzman who does a Glenn Beck impression. He does an impression. Mm-hmm. And then there's a lady named Mari Magaloni.
I've heard of her.
Yeah, she does Sarah Palin.
Oh, my goodness.
So I'm kind of like equal time after we have Glenn Beck and Sarah Palin.
You do all the rest.
Yeah.
Glenn Beck guy have a blackboard with him?
You know, he does a one-man show in Glenn Beck. And when he does have a blackboard. He does all the Masonic stuff.
Does he wear his cross?
Yeah, that I don't know.
Oh, he better get
one.
But
he actually puts stuff in his hair to make it gray and look like Glenn Beck. So.
Sounds like a fun show.
It is. It's a great show. It's politics for people who it's political humor for people who don't like politics.
The Tea Party Express is here today.
I heard.
And right after that, we should just go over to the show.
Yes, you should. I actually mentioned you guys.
You know what? If you were at the Tea Party, you'd pick up a few things. That could be.
Yes, but nothing that I couldn't get rid of with a regimen of low-grade antibiotics.
I knew you were setting them up with that.
I was.
Right in my wheelhouse. Did you see that?
Great straight man.
Yes, of course. I am a great straight man. God, you're going to be great tonight.
It's
two shows, Pioneer Underground.
Two shows, and it's right on 100 South Virginia Street.
Tell them because some people don't get it.
Yeah, it's in that space age kind of domey thing, but it's on the corner. It's right on the corner, Virginia.
There, yeah.
Yeah, it's gorgeous.
It looks like a subway entrance.
Good.
It kind of does. It's got that, but it was designed and built in 1967, the Performing Arts Center. Hmm. So that's why it's got that kind of Jetson-y kind of feel, you know.
Where are you from, Will?
Originally Milwaukee, but I live in San Francisco now.
Now you live. Well, that tells anybody from San Francisco.
Yes.
I was just going to say.
Where the threat level is a hearty burgundy with overtures of baked cherry, currant, and starlight.
823-1920 if you want to see Will Durst tonight. It's going to be a great show. It's going to be funny. We're glad to have you here. Oh, I mean, you're upscale.
You know, I was late and I totally forgot because I'd been here earlier. I was on Mad Mulligan show today, and I went to Joe Bob's for chicken, and I picked up some fried chicken. Do you know Joe Bob's?
Chicken Shack? We don't have it here anymore. We kicked them out of town.
No, they're in Sparks.
Oh, no.
They're right on
Prater. That's what I mean. We kicked them out of town.
Oh, really?
Oh, gosh, yeah.
So who's better?
Too sticky.
M&M or Joe Bob's?
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I get into the fried chicken because I always go on Yelp and Chow and try.
You know, we don't eat a lot of chicken like that anymore here.
Yeah,
it's not healthy for you, Will.
Okay, who has the best burger
Green.
In town?
In-N-Out.
In-N-Out?
Great Basin.
No, it's all right.
No, it's the Nugget.
No.
The Awful Awful.
I had an Awful Awful yesterday, but you said Great Basin?
Great Basin.
Where's that?
There's one in Sparks where the Tea Party's meeting. There's one up around Virginia.
In Victorian Square?
There's one other one.
Yeah, on Victorian Square.
Claim Jumper. They got the Big Widow.
But that's a chain. I'm not looking for a chain.
Oh, but these are the Big Black Widow with the big burger and the big cheese and the big onion ring on top. And oh, geez. Yeah. Oh. You'll be up for nights with that. Nights.
It's true. At the Claim Jumper, the portions are huge. So sometimes when I want to treat my sweetie well, we'll go to Claim Jumper and we'll just go in the dumpsters because people are... There's just so much food they can't eat it all.
Dave, we're going to get you.
Your wife is a lucky woman.
That's funny. Will Durst, if you want to go, be Wayne's guest, 823-1920 Pioneer Underground tonight. We're so happy that Wayne's brought this Tahoe comedy to Reno.
It's, you know, he gets smart comics, and there's other comedy clubs in town, and Wayne is the one who can still... tap that, you know, Northern California pool of comedy.
And intimate.
Which is a little smarter,
room.
You know, and it's
a little
and
cockier.
It's a gorgeous room. It's a little
cocky.
I don't know about cocky.
Oh, come on. I saw you having trouble sitting down. I know.
You know, it's funny. I have a joke about Wiener, Congressman Wiener. And
JP's favorite.
And I just love that time.
Loves that Wiener.
Yeah, that poor guy, you know, with the unfortunate name. And, you know, he could have gone. He could have gone with Weiner.
He could have. That's supposed to be pronounced.
Because Boehner, you know, Boehner, his dad was a boner. No, he was.
That was coming.
That's how the name was pronounced until he got it in politics, and he changed
it. See, we were right on that, JP. We've been calling him Boehner.
But Wiener went the wrong way, right? He went from...
But I figure he could have gone Weiner.
He should have gone
Weiner. He could have gone Winner.
But that's still a lousy name for a politician, especially a Democrat.
Yeah, you don't want a
little
Weiner.
Too apt.
Maybe
yeah.
when you're in elementary school, Weiner is a better name than Weiner.
If he'd have gone...
Or he could have gone Whole Hog. We've seen people do this. You know, yes, we spell it W-E-I-N-E-R, but it's pronounced...
Wiener.
Schultz.
That would have been
you haven't cracked
thing.
A smile for anything. I'm doing jokes here, man. These are jokes.
He's
They're not
laughing.
Partisan jokes.
He's laughing inside.
I'm trying to make people laugh out loud on purpose against their will.
Well, when laugh I'm on inside. TV, I smile because I know there's a camera, but there's no camera here.
He's not a show-off. He's laughing inside.
Yeah,
he's
yeah.
one of those.
I'm trying to
planting seeds of humor.
I'm trying to imagine being a comedian during that Wiener thing. It must have been like too good to be true.
You know, oh yeah, did you do a lot more jokes?
No, no, because everybody was
everybody
doing
was
the obvious
them, yeah.
jokes.
Yeah,
Wiener.
So yeah, so
Wiener
I
roast.
Tried,
yeah. What was more?
And the fact that he went to sexual rehab.
Can you believe it?
Because the guys always do that. They have another name for sexual addict. It's called male.
That's why I'll go with you on that.
Yeah. Tiger Woods went
suffering
rehab
from
too.
Y yeah. chromosome poisoning. You know, in hockey, they created the cup to protect the genitals in like the year 1864. Professional hockey, they had the cup, and they didn't mandate. That the helmet be yeah. used until 1975.
They knew what to protect.
111 mm-hmm. years later.
Is that crazy? Does
and then they grandfathered the old guys in. They still didn't have to wear it. Mm-hmm.
You got your cup? I mean, that's common
None
now.
None of them had any
you
teeth.
You got your cup? Yeah, but I don't have the right size. It's all about size now. Well, it's going to be killer tonight. With Will Durst and
Are you going to get to come, Miss Lady J?
I'm not.
All right.
I know. I want to, too.
Next time through.
It's hard, you know, on a Saturday night after my busy day.
I'm hip.
You know?
What time
I'm
are
hip.
The two
I'm hip.
Again?
That's an old word.
Two
Durst.
Shows, 8 and 10.
8 and 10 tonight,
well,
yeah.
The tea party's going to start. I'll be there either at 8 or 10. No, you're not going to pick on me, are you?
Oh,
oh
no,
gosh,
no,
yes.
No. Just in theory.
Hey, I'll smile for you, though.
All right. Smiling doesn't help. We need the
laughing.
Whole laughing. Yeah.
Belly laughing.
Lay down and laugh.
They say it's a monologue, but it's actually a dialogue.
Uh-huh. Oh, well.
Yes.
You know what is amazing? What is amazing in that Wayne only charges $15 the night of the show. I mean, it's such a great deal.
I know. It's $10 in advance.
And he's got all the booze you could ever want.
Right, right. It's fully liquored.
And if you don't feel
drunk.
And
it's right across the street from the wildfire or the river or something.
Yeah, they have
no,
good
don't
food.
Be giving someone else a plug
oh,
here,
sorry,
Will.
Sorry,
jeez.
Sorry.
See Will tonight. We're still taking names to be Wayne's guest at the Pioneer Underground tonight. 823-1920. Will, thanks so much for taking time
thanks
to be with us today.
Me.
You're a blast.
The show was great meeting you.
It's going to be a great show.
You too, man.
Yeah,
take it easy.
Funny.
Have a great event.
You're on Broadview. You've got the news next, and then we'll be back with Sean and Gene Savoy.
I ate a wildfire last night.
You're on KBZZ, Reno Sparks, an Americom broadcasting station.
CBS News, I'm Gary Nunn. Irene has cut power now to more than 900,000 people in Virginia and North Carolina. When the Category 1 hurricane hammered the coastline this morning, winds topped 100 miles an hour. CBS's Jim Krasula is in Virginia Beach.
Debris is flying through the air. It's very dangerous to be out here. Roofing shingles, pieces of banners. There has been at least one tornado touchdown here in Virginia Beach. Several homes have been destroyed in the Sandbridge area. Also, Virginia Beach firemen reporting at least three buildings have partially collapsed in that same area.
The storm now southeast of Norfolk, Virginia, is heading into the Atlantic, still in a northeasterly path. Connecticut Governor Daniel Malloy says the danger level will be amped up by the time it hits his state.
Much of what you've watched on TV so far has occurred in states that were experiencing low tide. We expect to experience all of the brunt of this storm tomorrow morning at high tide.
New Jersey Governor Chris Christie also worried about the storm surge.
Decreasing the wind speeds by 10 or 15 miles an hour is going to make little difference to what's really going to cause harm to the folks here in New Jersey.
CBS's Steve Futterman is waiting for Irene on New York's Long Island.
Throughout the New York area, officials in every jurisdiction are saying the same thing. If you live in an area in danger, leave.
If you haven't evacuated yet, You still have time to do it.
Some who live in so-called mandatory evacuation areas are refusing to leave, but this man here on Long Island will go.
I guess I don't have a lot of experience, so I'm just going to play it safe and go.
Those who are staying are preparing for a very long night. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Long Beach, Long Island.
Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick urges...
Our advice to everyone is to stay indoors and off the roads from late tonight when the rain will get high, right through tomorrow.
At least six people have been killed in storm-related incidents today. Airlines have canceled more than 9,000 flights this weekend, North Carolina to Boston. A major setback for Al-Qaeda, the new number two in command, Atiyah al-Rahman, has been killed in Pakistan. Rahman, a Libyan national, ascended to power when Ayman al-Zawahiri moved up after Osama bin Laden was killed in May. It's believed a CIA drone strike may have killed Rahman 5 days ago in Waziristan, where intelligence officials believe that members of Al-Qaeda are hiding out. Another report card for President Obama.
An Associated Press GFK poll says Mr. Obama has lost favor with whites, women, younger voters, and liberals. Among the negatives dragging down the president's numbers, high unemployment, a contentious battle with Congress over the debt limit, and a downgrade of the country's credit rating. Sharon Middleman, CBS News.
Little League World Series, California has defeated Montana 11-2, facing Japan tomorrow for the championship in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. This is CBS News.
Buying a good used car is all about having